As New Orleans makes way for more downtown parking, police and health workers conducted another sweep under the Pontchartrain Expressway in March of homeless people living in makeshift encampments of tents and bedding. Eileen Fleming reports on where they went, how they're adapting, and what the city is planning.
Daniel Watts is the outreach coordinator for the New Orleans Mission Homeless Shelter. He and some volunteers set out several days a week throughout the city, handing out water and snacks to the homeless, and letting people know that there are beds available. Many of the 1,700 homeless people in New Orleans are used to sleeping within sight of the mission, across the street under the Pontchartrain Expressway. When Watts heard the city was fencing off that area for parking, he concentrated on reaching out to the 100 or so who gathered under the bridge. About 40 are still there, moving only a few blocks closer to the Union Passenger Terminal. It's a community in concrete, with some sleeping on cardboard to soften the pavement. There's no grass under the bridge, and only a few patches along the Calliope Street sidewalks. And the noise is loud. Even with their old camping spot being fenced off, they don't take them up on the offer of a bed. It's complicated.
Some of them won't come in. Even in the wintertime, they won't come in. They just they think they're being free out there, you know, sleeping in tents, sleeping on the ground. Some of them just don't want to follow the rules, and some of them just hard-headed.
What are the rules?
Well, you got to be in by four to six, take in, and once you're in, I don't think there's any more smoking anymore.
And there's no drinking. Watts said about 250 men and women can be accommodated separately every night, but it's been about half full. One man, who says his name is Sam and that he just turned 32 years old, says he's slept at the mission before, but he often sleeps outside instead.
For me, it hasn't been so bad, but I know you're out here, you're under the bridge, you know.
The fence is up, but there are openings, and some people are living alongside the concrete support pillars. Some have plastic coolers and bags of clothing. Watts gave Sam some snacks, and then he and the volunteers gathered around him and said a prayer. A 29-year-old woman from Houma, who said her name is Michelle, rode up on a bike. She said she's also staying under the bridge while she looks for housing and services because she doesn't have an ID that she says the mission requires. Watts tells her she doesn't need one for the first 2 weeks. Then the talk turns to the city's most recent clearing in mid-March of the encampment, with street sweeper vehicles and workers with brooms and trash cans.
I had a tent. I didn't really have to worry about shelter, but then the city came through here and they was doing the cleaning. You know, they threw everybody's stuff away.
Yeah,
they threw
morning.
It away. Even if they moved it over for the cleanup, they still come on the sidewalks and they threw away a lot of people's tents, their clothes. When they decided they were putting this fence up, they even came across the street, like I said, and they grabbed people's tents, their clothes, everything. That's when I lost all my clothes again.
The city says it posts notice 72 hours ahead of a sweep. Crews are accompanied by police officers. City Health Director Charlotte Parent says these sweeps are unpleasant for the homeless and city health workers, but they're necessary.
If you haven't been out there when we've done sweeps, and literally city employees will pick up something and the rodents just scatter out of it, it's not safe.
Parent wants volunteers to donate food and items to groups that serve the homeless community, not to give directly to the people staying in unhealthy conditions. She says sweeps will continue as homeless camps are discovered by health workers and homeless advocates, some in small remote areas the public doesn't see, alongside efforts to increase and encourage permanent housing.
Sometimes we feel like we are in a losing battle in terms of, you know, going out, doing the encampments, getting people housed, and then they come back. And then, like I said, the cleanup issue, you know, gets really frustrating. Really, really frustrating because we feel like we spend a lot of time trying to make that right, and then someone will come, bring food, I'm doing good, and it sort of defeats the purpose.
Parent says officials didn't expect the Pontchartrain Expressway sweep to permanently clear the area. She says some homeless people consider their encampments as their community, and they often return. Sam Joel has been policy advisor to Mayor Mitch Landrieu on homelessness for the past 6 years. He says the city has a 10-year plan to end homelessness. There were just under 5,000 people living on the streets in 2010, and the Unity point-in-time survey says that's down to about 1,700. Joel details how the city is honing in on permanent supportive housing, not just sweeps.
the Keller facility on Canal, the Sacred Heart Apartments on Canal as well. There's also the Williams Building on Louisiana Avenue, and that's many, many units for our most vulnerable homeless individuals. In addition to that, we've, you know, with our partners at the VA, have started up the Community Resource and Referral Center, also another really important day shelter that's now serving the homeless in New Orleans.
He says a new shelter is planned near downtown, a so-called low-barrier facility with no requirement for an ID or a fee. It will house about 100 people, but there's no location selected or an opening date. Meanwhile, the areas where homeless encampments are forming remain fluid. The fences are up under the Pontchartrain Expressway, and the city is taking bids on companies to run it as a parking lot. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.